Stew and Huggy Hughes, radio presenter, searching for a way of putting a smile on your dial. Then, an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry. And now every time Huggy gets into studio, a startling metamorphosis occurs as he becomes the Jurassic Coast Super Jock.
Hey, that's me. Good day. It's Huggy. It's the Hot Summer Show. And he's our love affair with Steve Ellis and A Day Without Love. Good day to you.
Say I'm sorry.
I
really shouldn't worry. There'll be another day. But a day without love is a year with emptiness. And your love brings me happiness. I can't stand a day without love. At night I lie awake. Just an illusion, I really never know. There's no way to find what's been going through your mind. There was something warm about you. Leaves me sad without you. Did you have to go? But
I tell you, it was a great way to start the show, wasn't it? The sound of course, Stevie Ellis for you there, and a love affair, we'd love a pair, certainly we would, of a love affair, and of course, a day without love. So how you doing? You okay? Lovely to have you along on the show. It's a hot summer show with yours truly, Stuart Huggy Hughes, on your number one community radio station, that is. We only get an hour with you in the studio, we tell you that. Each and every week, don't we? And so we've got to cram as much music as we can into this hour before the next presenter comes into the studio to present their show. And they're already standing in the entrance lobby toasting me with cups of coffee. Well, I think they're toasting me with cups of coffee. We certainly hope so anyway. Right, I'll tell you what, that's enough chat from me for the time being. We'll get back to the music. We've got the Shires and their brand new single. First play right here is called The Bonfire Song. But before that, how about something from the Mavericks and Dance the Night Away? Good day to you.
Thank you.
should tell you that she wants me back. Tell her no, I gotta go.
To Huggies Hot Summer Show on your favourite community radio station.
it's the Shires and their brand newy. It's called the Bonfire Song for you. I hope you enjoyed that. It's a goodie. It's going to be big. It's Huggy here with you on your number one community radio station. That is. And they let us loose in the studio once a week. We only get an hour. All right? And so we have to squeeze as much as we can in this hour. And so we got the brand newy from Ava Max coming your way. It's called Work. And after that, we're going to take you back in time. The big summer hit. It's still doing the drought, so it's the First Class and the Beach Baby. First of all, though, let's hear it from Ava Max and this one, which is called Work.
Never been off to the races. We bound to win. I feel amazing. 10 out of 10. Let's go. Let's go. Hands up if you're ready. Hold up, keep it steady. Go off like confetti. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Come on, if you wanna get there, you better move. Dreams you gotta chase them. Nothing to lose. I'm in it for the ride. Always by your side. Hold on tight. You better work. You better work. Let's get to work. If you got a job to do, you better work. We doing big things. We going far. Let's take a ride up. We going hard. We never stopping. That's who we are. Nothing to lose, I'm in it for the ride. Always by your side. Hold on tight. You better work. Let's get to work. If you got a job to do, you better work. You better work. Let's get to work. If you got a job to do, you better work.
Summer Sound on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
His friend.
to San Francisco. Oh dear, oh dear. Hey, you can sing along with that one, can't you? First Class, and of course, the Beach Baby. It's your number one community radio station, that is. It's the Hot Summer Show. And Britain's oldest poker player is still keeping his hand in at the age of 100. Ivor Parker first picked up a pack of cards in a pub with pals back in 1940 when he was just 14. And 86 years later, he's been signed up as an ambassador for online app GG Poker. Can you believe that? Well, this weekend, he takes part in Grosvenor Goliath, the largest live poker tournament outside the United States at a Coventry casino. Well, Ivor from Abkettleby in Leicestershire carried on working as a production operative until he was 98. Now he spends most of his time studying data and game theories online. And he said, people retire and just sit at home. They're not going out, they're not meeting people, they're not using their brains. Poker allows them to be active. I think poker has kept me sharp, and I'm thankful for that. So there you go. Good chap, eh? Ivor Parker. What a lovely name for a guy. And, well, good on him. Still playing poker. Unbelievable. Right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get back to some music. Michelle, take one. It's the Beatles. It's part of the new Rubber Soul that's come out. It's some stuff that they found out around the studio, I think, some reels of tape, and they dug them out, and they're now re-releasing them, or releasing them for the first time. John Paul, George and Ringo, Michelle, take one. But before that, let's take you back in time with Albert Hammond and this number called The Free Electric Band. Good day!
Happiness.
sit back, relax, and listen while Stuart Huggy Hughes plays another hot summer sound on your radio.
Here we come.
Stand by.
Michelle, take one.
Until I do, I'm hoping you will know what I mean. I love you. I want you, I want you, I want you. I think you know by now. I'll get to you somehow. Until I do, I'm telling you so you'll understand. Michelle, my belle, someday more. Keep on, très bien ensemble, très bien ensemble. And I will say the only words I know that you'll understand, my
Rejig Rubber Soul album that's just been released. Unbelievable that, isn't it? It really is. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a bit of sad news, and something I only caught up with this last week about the rock icon who was battling cancer, had died at the age of 89, the legend and true rocker of his generation. We're talking about Freddie Cannon. A talented rock and pop star who even had a hand in some R&B music has died. He was 89. Cannon died on July the 17th in a hospice. That's really sad news. And, of course, Freddie Cannon. I thought, well, what we'd do, we'd play some Freddie Cannon music. I'll string a few together for you. First of all, Palisades Park, which was a cracker. I love that number. And how about the little bit of the Sea Cruise? You know that? Yeah, I thought you would. We'll have a Sea Cruise. And I thought we'd do a Freddie Cannon triple play for you. Okay, we're going to have two triple plays today. First dedicated to the late and the great Freddie Cannon. Going to join that golden jukebox up there in the sky. Palisades Park, Sea Cruise, and Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. Take it away, Freddie.
Last night I took a walk after dark. I swing a
app and smart speaker. Stuart Huggy Hughes, putting the local back into local radio. Listening to the Peter Pan of the airwaves. It's the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
Go, Freddie Callum, Finishes off the Freddie Cannon triple play. We're way down yonder in New Orleans. Freddie Cannon passed away at the age of 89. Gone to join that golden jukebox up there in the sky. Lucky chap. Here, I'll tell you what, there was a story in the papers now. Yeah, unbelievable, this story. Marks and Spencer's customers have been left split after the retail giant started advertising crotchless knickers. Have you ever worn a pair of those? God, I'll tell you what, not too good if you're a bloke. The £12 undies, part of a deal with Ann Summers, are selling on the M&S website next to its granny pants. Can you... Oh dear, oh dear. Well, the racy undies come in red, blue and black, have feathered trim, pretty mesh detailing, and, hey, crucially, no crutch. Mumsnet members spotted ads for the knickers on Facebook, and one asked, who on God's green earth turns to Marks and Spencer's for sexy fun? And another said, I was surprised by the ad. Marks and Spencer is known for sensible, sturdy pants, and Ann Summers for fun, sexy lingerie. Hey, I have bought some non-crutchless knickers from Az, and they are a decent quality, but I really can't see the point. A crutchless pants, no, nor can I. But anyway, there you go. If you're in the crutchless knickers, that's the one for you. This is a family show after all. We got Paul Heaton featuring Rian Downey and Sad Songs and Lawsuits. And after that, we're going to hear a brand new from Cat's Eye. It's called Animal. Good day to you.
There's a cowboy song that goes like this. She left me standing there minus a kiss. And a cowgirl song, parallel universe. He arrives in a Chevy and leaves in a hearse. Couples break up, relationships down. It happens to you and to me. But here comes a man who put the DIV into D-I-V-O-I-C. So many romances screwed up our friends. So all those good people to cross their big pen. Cowboy and cowgirl will one of them send. Sad songs and lawsuits just slap in the wind. There's an old wives' tale I've heard once or more. She's ignoring your calls, go knock on the door. If you ain't had that tale, well listen to this. You call her old wife, expect a mouthful of fist. How many lovers they end up in court, giving their ex first degree. Strong as an oak to an absolute joke. We're all fell down family tree. So many romances screwed up all them. To all those good people to cross their big pen. No sad songs and lawsuits, just flap in the wind. Another wife's tale I've heard more than once. Call her your sweetheart if you want a response. The cowgirl, she smiled and Lucifer grinned. Sad songs and lawsuits are blown in the wind. Sad songs and lawsuits
Who let him into the studio? Get him out. Wolfman Jack. We don't want him in here. Happy Christmas. Good Lord.
Over
there. You're the boss. You run the circus, baby. Take it up a notch. You're so sophisticated. Don't want to be on a schedule. You're on your own time. Off the scale. That goes from hot to crazy. Fingernails. Won't you think all is painted? Crop top and baggy jeans holding your waistline. Secret safe with me.
Nobody knows you're out of control, but I see a side behind the closed door. They get a glimpse here on the dance floor. You move like an animal. Nobody knows you're out of control, but I see a side behind the closed door. They get a glimpse here on the dance floor. You move like an animal.
I'll be gone.
Animal, oh dear, oh dear, cat's eyes for you there, and that's a brand new one. Oh, look at that story about the sexy undies in Marks and Spencer's. Can't get over that, can you? Oh dear, oh dear. The only thing it doesn't tell you was the price of the underwear, so I couldn't give that out. Never mind. Anyway, there you go. You can look it up on their website if you don't believe me. A probe has begun after Amazon delivery drone crashed into a garden in Darlington, County Durham, last Wednesday. Really? These drones that go delivering for Amazon, absolutely amazing things, aren't they? Have they got any of those out in Ukraine, I wonder? Right, the other little story here I've got for you. It's hard work to keep up with the pals. More than half of adults think maintaining friendships is hard work. Some 55% of those polled believe being a good friend takes more effort than it used to. 44% are burnt out from being the one to reach out first. And 46% wish they had more support to keep up with friendships. Well, despite 76% saying social connections give life purpose and meaning, people typically spend just 34 minutes a day socialising. And the survey for drinks brand White Claw found only 14% spend their spare time with pals as hobbies and exercise take preference. Well, psychologist Catherine Templer Lewis said, what we are seeing is a decline in conditions that allow friendships to form, time proximity, ritual and shared passions. There you go, there you know as much as I do anyway on that one. Right, we got our proper triple play coming your way right now. We've got three goodies for you as well. I hope you're going to like them. Soft Cell, Mark Almond. got a brand new album coming out. From that album is the brand new single, In Heaven When I Dance With You. The little bit in the middle today, the little bit in the middle today is Orville Peck and Too Little Too Late. And finally, bringing up the rear today, Disco Bambino, Nile Rodgers and Sophie Ellis-Bextor with Dancing Without You. So without further ado, let's get down to it, shall we? It's time for our Hot Summer Triple Play on your number one community radio station. That is... Hey, there we go again.
It's time for a Hot Summer Triple Play on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show. Summer Triple Play on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show. We'll Summer Triple Play on the Stuart Huggy Hughes Show.
Goodie, isn't it? Disco Bambino, Nile Rodgers, Toby Ellis Bextor, Dancing Without You. I wouldn't dance without you, would I? Of course I would. Anyway, I'll tell you what, the old time's flown by today. You get in the studio, you know sooner in here, and you've got to get out, and you've got to let the next presenter in, and that's what we're going to do for you right now. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. And if you have, you join me again same time, same place next week, right here on your number one community radio station. And that is when we do it all again. And we're going to play out today with Morgan Wallen and his very latest. It's called Been By Now. I'll be by now. I'll catch you next week. You take care. Ciao.
I've seen it in your eyes. I feel it when we lie here, worlds apart. It's easier to stay. It's easier to say that there's gonna come a day it won't be this hard. Now we don't.